Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
It is so good to have you as a part of this wonderful all-night sing. Well, usually it's an all-night sing. We go for hours and hours from 9 o'clock right through till 6 in the morning. But today it's a shortened form because of, well, the way the world is right now. And someone even suggested we call it a crossover service. Whatever, we're going to be here right up until the time that we ring in 2021, and it's going to be exciting as we do that. You know, it's been an amazing year, an absolutely incredible year. I don't know if there's ever been a year quite like 2020. I heard someone say the very worst investment that you could have made in 2020 was a planning calendar. You would have just wasted your money because all the plans that we made went outside the window. I also heard someone say that the saying, I wouldn't touch him with a 6-foot pole, would become national policy. And whoever thought that you could go into the bank wearing a mask and ask for money? So it's been an amazing year. It really has been an amazing year. And for 2019, everybody said, stay away from negative people. In 2020, stay away from positive people. So, yeah, it has been an unusual year. But, you know, I'm so encouraged because there is a truth that never changes. God is still on the throne. He is not caught off guard. He knows what's going on. So it may have been a tough, unusual year. For some of you, this may have been the toughest year that you have ever faced. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe your income is way down. Maybe your business is struggling just to survive. Or maybe you've been stuck at home or stuck somewhere where you didn't want to be. You couldn't do the things that you wanted to do, and you're frustrated with the way that life has turned out in 2020. Or maybe you lost a loved one. I lost my dad this year. This year, 2020, will be the year that I remember in May that my wonderful father, who I had lived and known for 68 years, it was the time that Jesus took him home to heaven. Maybe you lost a loved one. Maybe it was through sickness or even COVID. So it may have been a tough year for you. And it's been tough because we couldn't get together the way that we like to get together, especially in church. I know we can't go to sports games, most of us don't do that, or maybe concerts or other things, but for church, not being able to get together has been tough for many of us. I know that I love coming to church and sitting on that front row and experiencing the presence of Jesus as all God's people celebrate and sing and worship together. That's real exciting. It's not been possible through 2020. And if you look at the world as it is today, it almost seems like the world has gone insane. There's so much political turmoil. There's racial turmoil. Countries are in an upheaval. Nobody knows what's going on. Well, I know what's going on. God is at work. He's doing something. And I think the most important question that we should ask is, what's going to happen, but what is God trying to do? I know that our lives may never be the same again. Maybe church will never be the same again. Maybe our countries will never be the same again. But God is going to still remain God. He will always be God. He will always be on the throne. You know, I've been memorizing a scripture, and it's from Psalm 103. And it's that psalm about praising the Lord in every circumstance and so on. And there's one verse that jumps out at me every time I quote that psalm. It says, the Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all. When there's so much turmoil all around us, we wonder what is going on. We wonder what is going to happen next. Well, read the Bible. God has a plan. Read the Bible. God is in charge. He's in charge of running the universe. One of my favorite passages, and I've been memorizing it as well, is Ephesians chapter 1. And Ephesians chapter 1 says this, God raised Jesus from death and set him on a throne in heaven, in charge of running the universe. everything from galaxies and governments. No name, no power exempt from his rule. And not just for the time being, but forever. He's in charge of it all, and he has the last word on everything. Wow, what a scripture. And then it says this, at the center of all this, Christ rules the church. The church, you see, is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. And then he says this, the church is Christ's body through which he speaks and through which he acts, through which he fills everything with his presence. Let me tell you, Jesus is in charge of running the universe. Everything. Amen. It doesn't matter what the politics are going to be like. It doesn't matter who's going to get elected to be the president of Uganda in 2021. God still sits on the throne. He's in charge. No name, no power exempt from his rule. God's in charge. And you know, that's tremendously encouraging to me, because no matter what happens, I know that I can put my faith and I can put my trust in him. He's not going to abandon me. He's not going to leave me alone to try and figure this out myself. He loves me and he loves you, and he has a plan for you, and he has a plan for me, and he has a plan for the church, and he has a plan for this city, and he has a plan for this nation. And no matter what happens, he knows all about it. We can trust in him. That's really encouraging. So put your faith in God. We've done that throughout 2020, even though it's been a tough year. But as we enter into 2021, let's start the year saying out, our faith is in you, God. Our hope is in you. You're the same God today as you were yesterday, and you will be tomorrow, and nothing catches you by surprise. I'm your child. You're my father, and I know you'll never abandon. Let's go into 2021 with that faith and with that hope in our hearts. You know, as we read the Bible, it's very clear that God has a plan ahead of us. Do you know what the plan ahead of us is? Jesus is coming back. And he's coming back. Do you know what he's coming to do? He's coming to establish his rule over the earth. Wow, if you read Revelation chapter, Revelation, it says in chapter 11, it says, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. And I hope in 2021, we're going to do a series on the second coming of Jesus and talk a little bit more about some of these things. But I think it would be good for us to recognize that in the middle of all the chaos that we have around us, and God's not caught off guard, one day very soon, the trumpet of God will sound and the dead in Christ will be raised out of their graves, and we which are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then there's all kinds of things. If you read the book of Revelation and read the book of Daniel and you read some of the Old Testament prophets and some of the writings of Paul, Jesus is coming back. This world may be seeming to get madder and madder and more insane and more insane, and we wonder, but God is not slack concerning his promise. He's going to come back. That's my hope. This is the hope of the church. Our God, this one called Jesus, who died on the cross to pay for the sins of the world, this Jesus who was put into the ground and buried and went into hell and defeated the powers of darkness and Satan, and then on the third day rose again. He has been given the name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, sovereign, supreme, ultimate, most high God. That's who our faith is in. Our faith is not in politics. Our faith is not in the economy. Our faith is not in our job. Our faith is not in what man will do. Our faith is in this immutable, unchangeable, invisible, absolutely amazing, immaculate, wonderful Jesus, the ruler of the earth. And I love him, and I know you love him, and he's been good to us through 2020, and he's going to be good to us through 2021 as well.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@portotochurch.com.